morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today. Lee Auer, Director of Bands, Newark City Schools, mostly cloudy and showers throughout the day. High in the middle 60s, cloudy tonight, chance of rain, and then for Thursday, partly cloudy, occasional showers. Get used to the word rain, showers, whatever you want to call it, because that's what we're going to have pretty much through the next several days. So keep that in mind if you have any plans. But plans today, April Fool's Day, we have in, as I mentioned, Lee Auer. Now, Lee, when you and I were scheduling
this. That was
this,
kind of a sketchy lead-in right there, just so you know. April Fool's Day, our man Lee Auer is here. It's like, come on, work on that a little.
Well, now, when we were doing this and setting up a schedule, I'm sending you dates and times, and you shot back, hey, let's do April Fool's. This ought to be fun. I figured for sure you were coming in here with, because I said to you right away, I said, is it just you today? So I'm keeping my eyes on you, Auer. I just don't know that I trust this so much.
I'm not that slick, so I'm sorry.
I'm like, wait a minute. You know, I was watching to see if he brought in something to drink or, hey, you want to try that? No, that's all you.
Yeah, here's a new band water we're pushing.
No.
Drained right from the trombone spit bowl.
We got a new band fundraiser. Why don't you try these donuts? No. Thank you. Are you an April Fool's guy?
I'm happy when we don't have school on it, so it's one less thing to worry about.
Did they get you?
They're pretty funny with some stuff. Yeah. I mean, luckily it's nothing too offensive, of course.
Right. So, right.
They're pretty good spirited, and I mean, we've lucked out with spring break falling on April Fool's Day pretty frequently. So.
It's planned that way, my friend.
It's a full moon today, I think, too, they said.
Oh, so, right.
I was like, we are lucky to not be in school now.
And not working in the ER.
My gosh.
Now, you talk about the kids doing something, the students doing something. What about you? Are you?
I don't do anything.
See,
I'm not really that kind of a guy.
Yeah, usually. Okay. Well, now I feel better. I mean, we still have a half an hour to go. Mm-hmm. I still don't trust him.
Lulling you into a false sense of security.
I promise.
Security.
There's nothing coming.
How's a band director spend his spring break?
Sometimes traveling, sometimes just laying low, and that's what we're doing this week. Just hanging out, getting some stuff done at the house, working with my dad, and some just relaxing and catching up, because I just finally took down some Christmas lights. Sorry, I have to admit that publicly. They weren't on. They were just off and still up, so... That's how busy it is.
For
real.
Sure. Now, you're not one of those, because this would drive me nuts when I was in school. Now, you're on spring break, but we're going to give you some work to do to keep you.
No.
That's not you.
No, I encouraged them. I said, take them home. I'm not telling you to sign practice or anything like that, but the worst thing you can do is get it out for 10 minutes at some point during the break. You know, like, at least play something.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't require it, of course,
right.
But, you know, that's... That's debatable, but we have state large group coming up in a few weeks, and that's going to come up real fast, and I think we'll have to knock the rust off pretty quick when we do go back,
right.
But there's no requirement, and I just hope that they want to enjoy playing their instruments for a little bit.
Sure. Did you have that issue when you were in school? Read a book.
I don't really remember that a whole lot, but I mean, you know, when doing the band stuff, at least as far as I was concerned, it was something you wanted to do.
Yeah.
I mean, extracurricular stuff, your coaches didn't really have to talk to you, your directors. You kind of want to do that. School stuff,
yeah,
you chose this.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, you know, you talk about that. I would imagine the band kids are aware that is coming up.
Yeah,
they're probably going to be ready.
They are.
Plus, it's a little like riding the bicycle.
Yes.
I mean, you know, get back on and everything.
And we push the pedal, we were working on the last day before break. You know, we're not going to let up. Even the last day of school, we don't let up kind of thing. There's no downtime. Even the day after concerts, it's go, 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 go. Mm-hmm. You can rest on your breaks. You can rest on this in the summer until March Band kicks back off after July 4th. So that's how I work anyway. So
from the guy who doesn't take his Christmas lights down until sometime in March.
He's a busy man.
If they were on every night, you could absolutely criticize. But they were not.
You at least kept them off.
Yes.
You've
been off
that.
Since mid-January, I think. So.
You don't rebrand as St. Patrick's Day lights or Valentine's Day lights.
No, not rebranding.
Easter lights. Or
those color-changing ones, that would be kind of
useful. See, there you go. At the
also,
Easter thing, I didn't think about that. You have them up there. Okay, you're coming. You know, it's funny. Lee, we've talked, Joel and I've talked to teachers when we bring them in this time of the year. You can see it in their faces, like the last month and a half is awful tough, because they're just, especially for your seniors, they're like, hey, we are in the final home stretch. Do you find that too with band kids? Is it kind of, all right, stay motivated, come on?
It's hard to mm-hmm. peg down because some years it is a little bit difficult to stay focused. Usually they want to have one final good performance concert, so they are pretty motivated to not let up completely. We sense it in ourselves as teachers sometimes, like, oh yeah, I can tell I'm getting tired. But, you know, having those adjudicated events or having those public performances, or, you know, whether it's just performing at the Canal Market, you know, and those are public performances where we want to represent how we are expecting ourselves to represent our band and our school. And I think having those at the end, I mean, the last thing we do is graduation. The band performs there, and that's more ears and eyes on the band than any other point in the entire year. This year's different because we went to the Buckeye Invitational. That's, you know, 15,000 people at Whitefield at graduation. There'll be 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 people there, you know, watching their sons and daughters graduate, but also they'll hear our band, and we don't want that to be any less than what the community expects. So it's easy to push to the end.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious, as a guy, Ohio State marching band, you were in front of some, I guess, big crowds, yeah. You could say. What do you tell the kids to say, hey, you can't say drone it out, because they're looking around, they're going, holy cow. What do you do to tell them to just stay even keel, mm-hmm. don't get nervous? What kind of tips do you have?
We usually tell them, take it in first. You know, like, you can look around. You know, when we first get in there, you see the crowds of how large they are, and then it's time to focus. Mm-hmm. So usually that, like, first 2 to 3 or 4 minutes, you know, before we start performing, whether that's a basketball game or a football game or a concert, you know, they are able to focus on what's important after that initial kind of shock. And I mean, that's at Ohio State, like, I never even thought about it, to be honest. Like, I mean, I remember my first game, they said, don't worry about playing, just march your spot. And that's, like, just because, like, they know the nerves are legitimate for a lot of people.
Well, sure.
And so, I mean, I remember playing the first note of Buckeye Battle Cry, going down the field and turning around, seeing 100,000 people wearing scarlet and gray. And it's like, okay. And then from there on, it's completely different.
Really? You know? So you were able yeah. to, man.
I know I might be abnormal in that way.
No, but you hear folks say that. They just drown it all out.
Yeah.
And they are hyper-focused.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a college golfer. I can't imagine the nerves of stuff like that. You're hyper-focused on what your task is.
You're not alone out there, too. Yeah. That's the other big part of this. Like, you've been doing this along with your bandmates for weeks, if not months, to prepare for that. So it's a lot easier. You're not on the stage by yourself. You're not on the field by yourself. I mean, still an ensemble when you're by yourself in front of a judge is probably the most intense, like, pressure cooker for any of these kids. You know, but even then, most of them have an accompanist playing along. So they have a sidekick of some sorts. And sometimes that sidekick has to step up and, like, help them back on track, and that's their job. And you know, that's also, like, individually holding the students accountable, like, playing by yourself mm-hmm. is extremely difficult. Even some of our best players have a hard time sometimes when it's by themselves, but they have to learn that lesson, hopefully, and they're better for it the next time they have to do it by themselves.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so you're getting towards the end of the year. You already talked a little bit about some of the things you're doing, but just how busy is it now for you guys?
I try to figure out when's the downtime, you know, when's the slowest part of the year, and I think it was November. And April is not too bad. It's a lot of the preparation for next year. We just announced our marching band show to the students and the families for next season. You guys probably didn't see it. It's called Southern Harmony.
Okay.
I wrote down the song Seven Bridges Road.
I just was playing that last night on the deck. The
really
acoustic
awesome.
Version from the Eagles. Just
yeah.
Great song.
Yeah. Georgia on My Mind. Rocky Top. There's a story with Rocky Top, though.
Ooh.
Oh, you know, okay.
He's not a Tennessee
I'm not
guy.
A Tennessee guy.
Well, see, that the whole idea stemmed from, I'm friends with the director of the Pride of the Southland. He was a graduate student at Ohio State when I was an undergrad, and so I met him and got to know him over 5 years. And so he's director down there now with the Pride of the Southland, and we went down, a few of us, to be friends of the band, enjoy a game that was UT versus Georgia a few years back. We had a blast. And we're like, it'd be fun to find a way to put Rocky Top in our show someday. And that was a joke at that point. And we planned last year's show. We talked about End of Days, and we had a great time with that show. And while we were, like, picking up props and getting things ready for that show, we started talking more about this Rocky Top. How do we incorporate in the show? And then all these songs that I mentioned have started to come together. Mm-hmm. So that's really was the joke of it, and then it became a real idea. We're like, this could be really cool. And then so we're intending on doing some washboards, some jugs, some harmonica, banjo, all sorts of different things to really lean into that Southern thing. We don't want it to be a Western thing.
I just don't want to see a checkerboard or a dog. If I don't have to see either one,
No, you don't.
You're going to tell me you go to a football game and the halftime show includes washboards, jugs, and banjos. You're not going to go, this guy knows stuff. I love all of that.
I'm not saying that whatsoever. I'm just telling you.
You just don't like Rocky Top.
I don't. I'm not a Tennessee
That's
fan.
Fair.
So bad a PTSD when I hear Rocky.
Yeah. No, I get it. We're gonna we'll keep going with Delta Dawn, Tanya Tucker song, and then Del went down to Georgia.
Oh, great.
Of course. I don't think we. And there's a band piece like written for concert band called Southern Harmony, and we're gonna use a movement from that. So one like. Non-popular serious piece of music, but it's like the fun movement that's like clapping and all backbeats and lots of cool stuff. So we're pretty excited about that. The kids seem excited, the parents seem excited.
Heck,
which is a win across the board if everyone's looking forward to it,
right?
So marching band kickoff, and then we're in the middle of drum major auditions right now. We did 2 days before break, and we're gonna have 3 days when we come back from break. Pick the student conductors. We'll have our drumline, front ensemble, and color guard auditions in second week of April. And so, I mean, there's just constant prep for next year. Mm-hmm. We bring in student leaders who are interested in being squad leaders. They have a sit-down interview with the directors, and we ask them very pointed questions, you know, about their year-long track record, why they should be leaders. And it's a lot of build-up to get ready, and our goal is to have everything kind of set in place, at least personnel, by the end of April. And then May, we're trying to get everyone ready for the actual, like, okay, we'll we're giving you a month of June off, but we have to come back and be ready to jump in. So we'll have our music, like get some early drafts of that and give the chance for the kids to read through that too.
What kind of questionnaire is it for the jug blowers? I'm just curious.
We're trying to figure out how to do auditions for some of these weird instruments. So
I'll do the washboard.
There's a lot of fun opportunities with this. So we're hoping to use kids who are in the band, you already have some of that ability, the banjo especially. And we've had a few kids who are like, hey, I want to learn. I'm willing to learn. I've self-taught myself this, this, and this. I know I could do this. I'm like, oh, okay. So wow. We have to sit back and figure out, okay, how is the best way for us to prepare this? And also, we don't want it to be just kind of weekly performed. We wanted to, like, it needs to be confident. Like, a few years ago, we did recorders at halftime as part of our show. And a recorder quartet, soprano, alto, tenor, bass recorder. And it's like, okay, so we started really early, and we stressed to those students, like, you need to do this well, because we don't want a band that had, we don't want to be the band that, oh, the recorders were cool, except they didn't play well. No, we want a band that, oh, wow, recorders, and they sounded good.
That doesn't really project that well, does it?
Always mic, everything's mic'd anyway, it's normal for us to have to worry about all the technology on the field, so, and that's where, you know, modern day marching band is, that's the biggest hang up of rain, because like more and more you're getting into shows for competitive marching bands where they can't perform
because
without the electronics, and so that's, we're getting there, unfortunately, and I was trying to steer clear of that, but like you can just add so much to a show, whether that's effects or amplification or just something that's completely electronic, like a synthesizer, to emulate whatever instrument you're trying to portray. So it's intense, and it's nonstop though. Like there's no break in anything we do. Like I said, there's just a little bit of downtime in November and a little bit of downtime in June. And
hey, when you love what you do. It's impressive that you got kids are saying, hey, you know what? I'll try that. Mm-hmm. Let me do that.
Learning the banjo is no easy task.
And that's what I'm saying. And then a lot of times, you know, you can't get people to try something new because they don't want to fail or let other people down.
And that's, I might have mentioned in a previous visit with you guys, like when we do auditions for solos, like if we say, hey, we're going to have a trumpet solo, they all try out. Like almost every single kid who's on that instrument wants to try out, which is super cool. Yeah. And I feel like we've bred some confidence with the kids that they're willing to go for something. It's very infrequent. It's maybe the inexperienced freshman, you know, who's a little less like likely to jump at that opportunity. But after a year, at least in the high school program, we feel like they are ready to just go for something. When we do jazz band, you know, like, we have kids audition for solos. Sometimes I'm like, nope, Joel's doing this one. So just do it. But usually we have an audition, and it's like every single kid wants to play. And I step out in the hallway so I can't see who it is and try and give them as best shot as possible, because I don't want to be biased either, because it doesn't benefit the program if I'm not having the best person for the job do the job. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if I'm just, it's always Billy because Billy's the best. Well, then Billy screws up every time. It's not going to be Billy.
When Billy graduates, then what do you do?
Right, yeah, exactly. And breeding that down the line where there's always kids who can step in to those roles when the other kids are gone.
Do you do understudies?
We discussed that a lot during COVID, like the pandemic show and the year after the pandemic in 2021. We had some backup people ready, but not officially like understudy or anything. Like, hey, just in case they get quarantined or in case they are out, like, we need you to be able to step up and do this. Or we just tell the judges, hey, we're out without a person because of this. And they'd be pretty understanding,
I would think most folks would get that.
Yeah, in the modern day, it's a lot different than it was pre-pandemic. The world has changed, and some things for the better and some things not.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7, Newark Heath, brought to you by Licking County Transit. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit. With fixed routes and on-demand response service, they've got your transportation needs covered. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Lee Auer, Director of Bands, Newark City Schools. Mostly cloudy today with showers. Cloudy tonight with rain and a chance of rain on Thursday as well. But Thursday, a high right around 81 degrees. Lee, we were talking during the break. You guys just took a trip down to Disney not too long ago.
Yeah, we did.
That's about as good as it gets for a high school band.
It was great. And that was mid-February, just like 3 weeks after the AKA Blizzard. I don't know what else to call that. the week off was pretty awesome, but then we had another almost week off, but that was to travel and something we had planned a year and a half before. And you know, students performed at Magic Kingdom, and they've changed their parade route down there because they're doing a bunch of construction, and we loved it. Like, usually, like, the change is not always everyone's favorite thing, but it got the kids. They come out of that side gate right at the opening of the Magic Kingdom, and boom, there's Cinderella's castle. And the kid, one of my kids, he literally told me, he's like, Mr. Auer, I couldn't play because I was smiling so much. And it was like, that is so cool. Like, that's the comments you want from the kids. And the weather was perfect the whole time. The kids behaved fantastic. We had great chaperones and just all sorts of help. And our tour guides, our travel company, everything about that was as good as we could have hoped for. So,
and how many times did they perform? Is it just
once?
Just
one time. And the other thing they changed, they have morning performances now. So we lucked out. We left the hotel and full uniform, dress ready to go. So you go in, you perform, and then you change, and then you have your whole rest of your day free. Usually it's been like mid-afternoon, so it's hotter, which is a big negative down there. But also, like, the kids have to stop what they're doing, get out of line, come back, change in uniform, parade, then change out of uniform. Now they've sweat through whatever they're wearing, and it's not always the best, but that worked out great for us.
Yeah. I mean, that's like herding some cats, though, kids at Disney World.
Luckily, I mean, the Disney app makes it so easy for the kids to plan everything. And, like, I feel like you have to be living under a rock to not be able to get around pretty well. And they're super disciplined with what I ask for them. Like, and Disney is so safe in the sense, like, I just tell them, you have to stay with at least two other newer kids. You can't just be off with your boyfriend or girlfriend the whole time.
Doing what you want.
Yeah, it's like, and it's super safe there. I mean, we're so lucky to have that opportunity to take our kids down there. And I mean, the only thing I ever wish for is I wish I had a bottomless pit of money to make sure every single kid got to go every single time. But there's always going to be hardship, and there's not always enough scholarship money to go around for helping those in need. But we try and do whatever we can to keep the prices down, too.
But so, what a phenomenal memory from high school. Yeah. I mean, my gosh, that's awesome.
Well, and I was talking about when I was in high school and I started marching band in eighth grade, like, we traveled every year back then. And that was with our band director planning every single trip himself except for one of those five. I mean, I can't imagine. I don't know how he did it. Like, frankly, I mean, he was running himself ragged. But nowadays, like, we do a major trip every 3 years, and that's hard enough financially and just stress on the time. So I was there, very thankful for my five trips I got to do, and we'd alternate big, like a $700 trip, and a small, like a $300 trip. There's no such thing as a small trip now, unfortunately.
No.
And that stinks for our students because, like, some of those smaller trips that we went on were a small trip with San Francisco. Because they were trying to get people to fly again. So that was a small trip.
Yeah.
So we got a huge discount when I was a kid to go out there. Like, that's unreal now. Like, that's not feasible for almost anybody.
How do you pick the trips?
We just like to go to Disney every few years.
Okay,
Yeah, it's identifiable with kids. I mean, our orchestra is traveling this coming fall to London, so we've started toying with the idea long-term of maybe we look at an international trip. I just think that's also a lot of hardship potentially, but also a really cool experience. I mean, the Ohio State Marching Band was just in Dublin, Ireland for the St. Patrick's Day festivities and for a whole week. And that sounds really cool, but also going overseas is holy crap. I mean, that's wild to even fathom. And our choir is trying to travel New York City coming up. So, I mean, there's plenty of travel through music is a pretty common thing. I mean, I don't know if that's what your experience was.
Mount Vernon, they did that every 3 years. And My brother played as a freshman, so he got to go on two trips, and they did the Mardi Gras parade. And I forget, they marched how many miles they marched, and they said, you know, people were so inebriated along the route, you know, all the drum corps, you know, all the girls twirling baton, they were all getting pinched and everything. He said it was insane.
High school group traveled? Different time.
Because I'm thinking, that's not happening now.
No. At Ohio State, we just got the bowl trips, and like not just got.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty awesome. But like we went to Phoenix 4 out of the 5 years, and San Antonio the other year. I never got a Sugar Bowl trip to New Orleans, but the stories from those who got New Orleans,
crazy.
They're not safe for the radio. I'll just say that much.
That's good because the guy down the hall would be coming down. Like, no,
give him the hook.
You talked about marching band. You said you take June off. Then you really What are your dates for marching band?
We come back on July 7th. Okay. So that's like new members and leadership, and then it's a slow build back up. We bring in the full band for the first time on July 9th, and then it's basically we call that pre-camp. It's just 9 to noon, nothing too intense, but getting them moving again because you know it's summertime. They're allowed to be a little lazy if they want to be, or maybe the parents are making them go have a job. Which
said
is
the
also
guy
useful.
Who took his Christmas lights down in March.
Oh, I wasn't just sitting around. That's the hard part. I wish
I'm never going to let him forget this.
That's fine. I'm on the record. I will proudly admit my mistakes because they're mistakes and I can fix them. But no, we start in July and band camp's July 20th. You know, that's the big focal point. And you know, we're still like every time I drive on that side of the campus and see our field and the fenced in part, it's just like, it's so nice. Cause I mean, by the end of the season, you're almost desensitized to it already quickly.
Right.
And we were thinking about that too. Just like these freshmen, the current freshmen, in 4 years, they're going to be the last people who never knew what it was like to be on a grass field for practice.
Right.
So, like, how do you make these kids understand how grateful they should and need to be?
Yeah.
And I just got done somewhere a week ago talking about how lucky we were and the people we have who support our program. You know, it was our marching band parent meeting. I showed the picture of our ribbon cutting for that field, and I like the Reese family, you know, Superintendent Dave Lewis and our boosters and everything like that. Like, we are so lucky to have the support of the people we have because it's inspiring. It really is. And I think that doesn't hurt when it's trying to get the kids to realize what they're working for, whether it's each other, themselves, or like their community. There's just so much they can work towards and for. And we're looking forward to a lot of fun with Southern Harmony. I think it's going to be just a unique show for us. And like, when I pick shows out, I'm getting off topic here, but when I pick shows out, I'm like, we want to have something memorable for a good reason, not memorable for, oh, that's the band that did that badly.
I will never, ever listen to Seven Bridges Road again, thanks to that band.
That would be horrible.
And I know who it is. Hey, you want to make these kids appreciate what they have? When they come back Monday, take them out to a grass field because there'll be plenty of mud after all this rain.
Say,
this is why you're grateful when you can do that.
Absolutely.
But that has worked out well.
Yeah, I mean, we're just so lucky.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know the flag football team's using it, the lacrosse team's using it, football team's using it. And it's worked great. I mean, Coach Frank's emailed me. He's asking, like, what's our schedule so they can schedule around us, which is really nice to have that camaraderie and, you know, cooperation, too, among departments. And, yeah, I just – they're just I love the people I get to work with. I love the kids I get to work with over there, and I'm already excited for next year. Even though I'm super tired from the current year, I'm excited for next year already. It's kind of – it's always a weird kind of – dichotomy of the situation.
But that's the thing, though. I mean, you know, being a band kid, you see that just how much impact that has even on the overall student body. I mean, the band kids tend to be a little more achieving kids, a little brighter kids, a little funnier. I mean, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
Music just wires your brain differently. And when you see those impacts, I understand why you're excited, because you're working with the really good kids that are going to have great impact on the community.
Oh, and like what we started with, like the practicing over break, like they chose to do this extra thing. And that's the reminder for everyone. Like, you want to do this. Like, it is not just – but when you do choose to do this, it's not just an extra side thing. And that's, I think, the realization. Like, we just met with all of New York City School's fifth graders were at the high school on Thursday. We had a recruiting performance for from our choir, orchestra, and us. And, you know, it was a blast. But, like, I will tell you what, those kids behaved. And I will publicly, like – praise our middle elementary principals and those teachers. The fifth graders behave like you would a model student. I don't know if we would have gotten that from all of our students, but the fifth graders, like, I was so proud. As I teach some of the fifth graders down at Johnny Clem, and I texted that principal that day. I'm like, you guys would have been so happy to see your kids representing the way they did. So it's like, there is hope. There is reason to be optimistic.
Yeah.
But, like, also getting to share those kids, like, hey, don't miss out on something you can do your whole life.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I can't get past, like, talk about music with people. It's like, you can do this until you die almost. And, like, Tom Brady's not going to be able to throw like that when he's older. Mm-hmm. And he could still enjoy watching football, but he can't enjoy doing football anymore. And that's a difference with sports, I think, with music, is, like, it is part of you forever.
I'm curious, because you mentioned the fifth grader. Those kids that are in eighth grade now, and they're going to get ready to make that move, do you sit down with them?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. So I do individual auditions with all kids. It's super simple. They play something they've already been playing in a scale, and I usually just chat them up for a minute if I have to get through all of them very quickly. So I get a 1 minute, let's chat. There's the ones who I've known for a while that I'm like, okay, I know they're locked in. They're going to do band, and they're going to be someone we can rely on 3, 4, 5 years down the road. But then there's the kids, like, on the fringe, like, hey, like, give it a chance. You know, your parents ever make you something on your plate you don't like? Well, like, you might end up liking it. So give it a shot. Get your fine arts credit that you have to have. So we do the individual auditions, and that's more just for placement, not saying they can or can't do it, just figure out where they can best be utilized if they are doing it. But then we have the big reveal with the March Band show. Mm-hmm. Like, we bring all the eighth graders in, and then all of our high school band kids down, and we reveal the show that we talked about earlier, and feed them pizza, of course, and get them all jazzed up, and they get to meet some people, and it's fun. And that's something we've adapted over the years. It used to be an evening event with the parents and the kids. We're like, no, let's make it special for the kids, and wine and dine them, of course, and that's just a fun part about it, like seeing the next generation. And also the weird part, you sit in that room of 180 high school and middle school kids, and there it's like our next 2 years now down the road's drum major is
right
sitting
there
in
somewhere.
Room.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and just watching somebody's like, oh gosh. Some years it's like, okay, we have a ton of strong kids to pick from, and usually the cream rises at the top, of course.
Sure.
But, like, some years, like, okay, these kids are going to change dramatically over the next 2 years, and that's why I also try and get parents involved. Like, you get to see your kid grow up right in front of your eyes doing the stuff with the volunteering with the band and helping out with our band parents, because it is a special time of their lives that you will never get to see again. They're never going to change as dramatically as they do while they're in high school any other point in their life.
Yeah.
So seeing that and being part of that is really cool for me.
Good numbers in the younger bands?
Yeah,
yeah. Because I know it's important.
We have a huge junior class, which is problematic in a year from now, but not a problem right now. It's a great problem. So we are hoping to at least have those numbers in the incoming freshmen, so that way we can know we're replacing when they're gone, that the total number. But right now, the fifth grade recruiting is going pretty well, but sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade numbers are all really solid across all three buildings.
Yep,
so
I mean,
and we look at it as a total number, not just, okay, well, Heritage, Wilson, but just try and keep track, okay, how many sixth graders we have, how many eighth graders, so we know what
hey,
we're
you don't
expecting.
Care which one they come from as long as they're, you know, want to be a part of it. Yeah,
exactly. Like if they want to join and they're going to put an effort, that's all.
If you
I
get 100 kids from Heritage or, you know, 10, it doesn't matter. You
exactly.
just want the kids. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great show this year. Like we were joking off air. I'll have to make sure we get a football game scheduled so we can come out and do that and be able
or
to check out the show.
Come to a band competition. Yeah. It's been a while probably for you.
As long as I don't have to go to Brunswick or Dayton. If you take me one,
just go to Looking Heights,
there you go.
September 12th.
There you go. That or Watkins. Those are ones I can live with. Going to Dayton and Brunswick, no, we're not
doing
that.
Tired of the road trips.
Yeah, we're not going to do that again. Well, Lee is always...
Come on, those are the cheap trips, Dave, not the expensive trips.
No, they weren't cheap. They weren't cheap back then because a lot of times you'd be like, can we go get something to eat? And the next thing I know, I've got paying for his friend and all of us. This isn't my son. Well, he was standing there with me. So, because you know how it is when they go get something to eat or drink.
100%.
I mean, it's all of them. You're like, what happened now?
Oh, I just straight up tell parents, like, if you give him a 20, demand change, please. Like, demand change, because they don't need $20.
No, not at all. And demand change to a kid, that means a penny.
Uh-huh.
I did what Mr. Hour said. Here's your change. So, don't even go there.
Yeah.
Well, Lee, it's always a pleasure to have you in. We'll get you in again before the school season gets underway to talk about how that things are going in band camp and the great show that you guys have planned.
Sounds
so
great.
Appreciate you coming
in.
We're
very excited.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country, 94.3 Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit. Safely connecting people to places and possibilities.